Hi friends, thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy and I'll be your host for today. Today I wanted to share with you about what God's been putting on my heart, that God is into the details. I want you to look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 9 and 21. It says, "And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." And God saw that it was good. It sure is. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? Now, I want you to grasp that for a moment. God created every single detail. The sand, the rocks, the fish, the birds, the waves, and so on. That's just the vastness. That's just the beauty of God, because He's into the tiniest details of our lives. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. "The Father knows every bird and He cares for them." The Father knows every bird and He cares for them. So I want to challenge you into thinking of that. God knows everything. He knows every single detail of your life, every single detail of your marriage, your circumstances, your trials, your tribulations, your heartache, your brokenness. He knows it all. So let's dig a little deeper. Now, I want to give you an example of God's into the details. Go to Exodus chapter 26, verse 1. It says, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them." So basically, God's getting into the specifics here. He's getting into the details of the colors that He wants the tabernacle to be, how many curtains. He specifically said 10. He wanted it made with fine woven linen. He wanted the specific colors of blue, purple, and scarlet thread. So basically, when God relayed the vision of how He wanted the tabernacle to be, He didn't come and say it in vague terms. He didn't say, "Well, I may want this," or "put loops on the curtains here," or "put loops on the curtain there." No, it's specifically all in there. I want you to know just how God gave Noah specific instructions on building the ark. Think about that. He told him how high he wanted it to be. He told him the length that he wanted it to be. He told him the width. He told him two of every animal to go on the ark. He was into specifics. Now, if you ask me, God's into the specifics and into the details. The Bible says you have not because you ask not because you ask amiss. Basically, God wants you to be specific in your prayer. Many of you may be praying for a spouse and you're just saying, "Lord, I want a husband. Lord, I want a wife," but you're not specific. "Lord, I want a godly husband. I want a godly wife. One who's faithful, one who's honest, one who's true, one who loves you with all your heart, soul, and mind. One who will put you first and then the family second." Come on now, I'm preaching. Isn't that beautiful that God's into the tiniest details of our life? I want you to look at something here that's been intriguing me. And I'm going to give you a couple of verses here. And just to let you know that God cares about everything that concerns you and me. So we're going to go to Psalms chapter 37, verse 23 and 24. "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He, meaning God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, delights in every detail of their lives. So God's into the details right there, and it plainly says it right there in Psalms. Now you got to remember, my friends, when God makes a promise or when he speaks a word, it always comes to pass. It never falls down to the ground, and it never returns back void. Why? Because he's a good God. He's a holy God, and he's a just God. He's a perfect God. He makes no mistakes, and everything happens for a reason. So if there's something going on in your life, you better believe it that God has another plan behind it. We may not understand it. Remember that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. His ways and thoughts are always higher than we can ever comprehend the magnitude of the love that God has for us. For us, he wants us to fulfill our God-given destiny. He wants us to break through hardships or circumstances or trials and tribulation, because he wants to get all the glory, not man. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. It says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So God's basically telling you, hey, I got your back. Don't worry about anything. I care about everything that you're going through. What about Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What about Philippians chapter 1, verse 6? And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Amen. So let's get a rhema word here. What is this podcast about? Number one, it's about committing everything to God. Surrendering everything to God. Surrender your life to God. Surrender your will, your actions, your emotion, your family, your circumstances, your job. And surrender it all to God and just put it at his precious feet and just say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to accomplish for the day? Where do you want me to go? Trust God with everything. You got to trust God with everything. Sometimes God will give you something and he has it in one hand and you're holding on to it so tight that God will want to give you something even greater, even better, but you got to let go of what's in one hand in order to grab the other hand and totally trust God. He's never going to lead you astray. He's never going to lead you in the wrong direction. It'll always be in the right direction and it'll always be in his perfect will. And for those of you who can't trust God, you know, and you're looking months ahead, years ahead, trust him just one day at a time. Take one day at a time. Today's Tuesday. I'm going to trust God that he's leading me. The Holy Spirit's going to lead me in where he wants me to go today, who he wants me to talk to, who he wants me to bless. And God is going to fulfill his purpose for you. And God will perfect all those things that concern you. Isn't that beautiful? So I just want to encourage you today. Don't worry. Don't be anxious of anything. God knows when you stumble. He knows when you fall. He knows when you're hurting, when you're crying. The Bible says that he puts all your tears into a bottle. And that's in Psalms 56:8. So if that kind of God is so concerned just about your tears, I want you to read that in Psalms 56:8, that he puts all our tears in a bottle. If God is so concerned about your tears that he even takes the time to make a precious bottle and to put every single tear that you have ever cried in your life from the moment that you were born till the last day that you take your breath, last breath, and he's that concerned about just your tears, imagine all the other things he's concerned about. He knows the number of hair on your head. He knows everything about you. When you go home from work, from a long day, and you're by yourself or with your family in your room and nobody else sees what's going on because you're in your safe place, you're in your peaceful place, in the sanctuary of your own home, God sees right through. You're like an open book. You can't hide from God, you can't run from God, but He knows exactly what you're going through. And I want you to rest assured that God has a perfect plan for your life. Be encouraged today. I know this may be a short episode, but just know that God's into the tiniest details of your life. It may be even when you're going through good times, sad times, bad times, rough times. Just the fact that He knows and that He cares. Isn't that awesome that He cares about everything that you're going through? And He's going to have a plan. You know, your plan may not be His plan. It's going to be way better. So just thank the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I don't understand why I'm going through this trial or tribulation. I don't understand why I lost my job. I don't understand why my friends have seemed to have scattered. I don't understand that, but just know that God has your back. Sometimes seasons in life, friends will be there for a season, for a brief moment. Other times, friends will be there for a lifetime. Sometimes God allows those friends to be taken away, that way to take you to the next level, to propel you to your next destiny, your next calling. Not everybody's going to go through what you're going through. Not everybody's going to be called or chosen like you, but God has a plan, and it's a good plan, and just trust in Him. Be blessed, my friends. I'm praying for you. Be encouraged. Once again, thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host. Bye-bye.